Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Riverside Police Explorers program is designed to build character, develop leadership skills, and an appreciation for community service. Here to tell us more is RPD Detective Scott Greenhall and Cody Levine, one of the explorers. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Start by telling us, what's the purpose of the Riverside Police Explorers program?
The Riverside Police Explorer program was designed to have our youth in the community come into our house and learn about what it takes to be a police officer, what it's like to serve the community, especially here in the city of Riverside. From there, we've noticed that a lot of our explorers actually go on to be within law enforcement, whether they join the Riverside Police Department, the California Highway Patrol, and so forth. But it's designed to give them a foundation and platform into the career of law enforcement.
And what is the purpose of the program?
Purpose of the program, again, is to give them an idea as to what law enforcement's like, invite them in, allow them to see what it takes to be a law enforcement officer, but more importantly, to be good men and women in the community that serve with a sense of purpose and that put others first before themselves.
And have you had participants later go on to become police officers or highway patrol officers?
Numerous explorers have gone on, whether they stay in the state of California or if they go nationwide. I know that Chief Gonzalez in the Riverside Police Department has hired about 22 of our explorers in the last 2 years. And we also have about three or four that are in the academy or they're close to completing the field training program.
And what suggestions do you have for young people who might be thinking about joining, and how can they join?
Well, if they're interested in joining, I would recommend that they visit the RPD Explorer Facebook page. We also have an Instagram page. You can keep up to date on what we're doing. In order to join the program, we have recruitment usually 2 to 3 times a year. We will post that on our social media. We do have requirements, be ages 14 to 21, have a good background, no criminal arrests or anything like that. We also ask for a minimum of a 2.0 GPA. We want to make sure that you have your high school in first. You can't get a job in law enforcement unless you have the minimum requirement of a high school diploma. But again, we're available on social media. We can also be visited at the Riverside Police Foundation website, riversidepolicefoundation.org. You'll see a link on there. You just fill out an interest form and then we'll contact you back within 5 business days.
Now, the explorers have competitions, and K-Frog was recently invited to attend the Riverside Police Chief's Luncheon, where we were so proud to hear that our own Riverside Police Explorers are the national champions. Can you explain what these competitions are and what that means?
It's a massive deal. As you touched on, we've won 5 competitions in the last 12 months. Our explorers work extremely hard. They have to go through police scenario training, so they're kind of tested in what officers may face on a daily basis as far as calls for service, for domestic violence, active shooters. So they're constantly being quizzed on codes, directions, also police tactics. So there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. We also have a lot of physical fitness competitions where our explorers do push-ups, sit-ups, running. things of that nature. But as far as you were touching on, yes, they've done a phenomenal job. They're number one in the nation right now. So to have that here in the city of Riverside in our own backyard is a huge achievement, and we couldn't be more proud of what they've achieved. Lieutenant Levine is second highest commanding explorer in our program. I'll let him kind of touch on maybe some of his experiences in our competitions.
Absolutely. Well, I've actually been a part of at least three of those competitions in the last 12 months, each one coming out on top of his first place, one of which was a paintball competition. Another one was a competition revolved around scenarios, which was the one we won first place in. I still to this day am super, I guess, astonished at the fact that we did that, because we put a lot of hours and time into producing a good team and producing good tactics and becoming a better team together. It took a lot of time, and I'm still proud of that one. Another competition that I was a part of was an Explorer competition that had both physical training, where we had to go on a 5K run, and or we did an obstacle course. And then there another part of that competition was more of the scenarios, which we also came first place in overall. So my favorite part of the competitions is always just seeing people come together as a team. I feel like that's the biggest part of the program to me. And the biggest thing it's done for me is show me what real teamwork is. And that's always been my favorite part of the competitions.
I'm speaking with Riverside Police Officer Scott Greenhall, who heads up the Riverside Police Explorers program, and Cody Levine, who is one of the explorers. What was your background, Cody, before joining this program?
So it's kind of funny. I grew up in a military household. My dad was in the military for 17 years. He was in the Air Force. And so I had never lived in one household for more than a year. So coming from different areas, I had a difficult background, but I had to put myself out there and make new friends. Another part of that is my mom got me into, and me and my siblings, into acting. So for a majority of my life, from fourth grade all the way to my 10th grade year, I was in acting. And so I've done commercials and stuff like that. And so it's kind of funny. I discovered the program by accident. I was hanging out with an old teacher with my mom, and she had asked me what did I want to do with my life. And I told her I wanted to be a detective someday. And so she told me of this program and got me the number of one of the explorers here. And so he got me on track into joining the program. So I actually ended up leaving acting about 6 months into the program because I realized my passions were in completely different places. It wasn't in acting. It wasn't in being on the big screen. It was really in helping people. And that's overall what I want to do, is make an impact in the world. And I feel like law enforcement's that route for me, and it's always been.
What has your experience been like since joining the program?
Well, I've definitely changed. I'll tell you, even though I was acting, I feel like about the time that I left, I still wouldn't have been able to do an interview like this. But it's brought me out of my shell. It's given me a whole new family, a whole new list of friends, people that I can hang out with on the weekends, not just once or twice a week at the Explorer meetings. Overall, to me, it's kind of shown me who I am, and it's shown me my capabilities, that I have no limits, that I can do anything I set my mind to. And the program really showed that to me. It gave me discipline, gave me integrity, and I guess not gave it to me, but more of showed me what I was capable of, showed me that I was capable of doing those things, of becoming an individual who's very honest and disciplined. And, you know, now I, on my own time, I'm not just an explorer on once or twice a week when I'm at the station, but I'm an explorer every day. I'm humble every day. I have my integrity and discipline every single day. So it's really just shaped me as a person, and I will forever be grateful to this program because it really is a foundation of who I am and what builds up from here.
You use the word teamwork a lot, but it's also notable that there's a lot of individual responsibility that comes with being part of the team. Has that been your experience?
Absolutely. A part of being a team is you have roles and responsibilities. You have people designated and assigned to doing certain things. And so something it's taught me is to know your part. Find work, do your job, do it correctly. And if you're doing your job correctly, then maybe you'll be able to help others in their job. So absolutely, teamwork is one of the biggest skills, not just in the program, but also in life. Because like I've said, it helps in scenarios, but in life, it's important to have teamwork, have that capability and have that ability to be a part of a team, that you're not an individual yourself. But absolutely, everybody has their individual roles and responsibilities.
What would you say to someone who is thinking about joining the Explorers?
I would say do it. It definitely tested my abilities. I used to not work out, and this program really showed me the importance of physical fitness. And so ever since then, I've worked out every single day. And, you know, that's just one small part, but absolutely, this thing, this program will test your limits. It'll show you what you're capable of. It's made a big impact in my life and has really shaped my future. It's given me connections to the Riverside Police Department. So if I do end up going into the route of law enforcement, then I already have those connections. I already have the training, and the academy will be a breeze. But absolutely, it's not only something I feel like that's notable to mention is the program itself is not only designed to produce police officers. Absolutely, it's the number one goal, as Detective Greenalge was saying. But at the same time, it also shapes you as a person. So it shaped me to, when I go into law enforcement, which is my goal someday, when I go into law enforcement, I'll already have the route worked out. I'll already have the knowledge and techniques and tactics ready. But at the same time, I'm also, if I don't go that route, I'll also have a good foundation as a person, as a human being. I have that humility and have that discipline. Like I've said, I have all those abilities and special character traits, honestly, and all that is from the program. It showed me that. So I recommend it. I recommend joining. It definitely shaped my life, and I know it will to others as well.
If you were to go in law enforcement, is there a particular department you think you are most interested in?
I think with Detective Greenalge next to me, I have to say Riverside Police Department. But of course, I'd choose Riverside Police Department. It's a great department. We have a great chief right now. I would definitely go to the academy after college and then come to join the Riverside Police Department. There's no, everyone has their own biases, but mine is definitely towards the Riverside Police Department.
In competition, mm-hmm. you recently took first place. Yes, national ma'am. Champions. Is there pressure on you to repeat that next year?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. It's not easy to stay number one. It's not easy to stay on top. It's very hard to work towards that. But I've talked with my peers and I've talked with my advisors. And as long as you put one foot in front of the other and you put in all the effort you can, you'll get out what you put in. And that's what this program does, is whatever you put in, you will also get out. And so, like I've said, all these competitions, we meet on our off days, our days that we aren't normally meet at the station. We met together just to train for these things, for these competitions. And so absolutely, there's a lot of stress to come back and repeat first place. But I think we have it. We have a good team set up. We're doing the training. We're doing everything we need to be doing, and we have a great, great team with good teamwork, and we trust each other, and I think that's the biggest thing that determines how you do in a competition, is how trustworthy you are to your team and how trustworthy your team is to you.
What is the time commitment like for the Police Explorers program?
So right now we just require that you show up on a Wednesday evening from 5 till 9. That's 4 hours. We do additional training on the weekends, Saturdays from 8 till 12. That's optional. Some explorers have commitments with school sports, others with music and things like that. So by giving that second day option on a Saturday, it allows explorers that may miss out due to the school schedule midweek, they can kind of make up some of the training that they may have missed out on, things like that. And if the explorers had it their way, I'd be there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I'm very thankful to have a very special group of young men and women committed to this program. And like you were touching on, we're always looking for people to join the program. I think we're about 60 explorers right now. We're one of the largest in the area. And even if you live out of the city, we also accept people from Paris, Moval. We have explorers that drive all the way up from Murrieta, but we can also put you in touch with people and programs that may be closer to you.
And how can the community support the Police Explorers program?
The biggest thing is saying hello to us when we're out there serving the community. You know, feel free to come speak to us. We're big on public speaking, so it's a great opportunity for our explorers to interact and tell the community about the program, what they're doing for the community, things of that nature. Also, we do have a lot of explorers that are low income. We try to take care of their financial needs as far as uniforms and boots and things like that. So you can always donate to the Riverside Police Foundation. That money, it's a nonprofit. That money is then put into the Explorer program, and that's solely used for our explorers and the needs that they have.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I've been speaking with Riverside Police Detective Scott Greenhalgh, who heads up the Riverside Police Explorers, and Cody Levine, who is one of the Explorers. Anything else you think we should know?
I guess the biggest thing is just, you know, this program has changed my life, you know, and this is just me adding that this program has changed my life, and I know that it will change others. So if you're out there, if you're interested in joining this Explorer program, then I would definitely recommend it beyond a shadow of a doubt, and you won't regret it. And, you know, even if this program turns out to not be for you, or if law enforcement turns out to not be you, at least you can say to yourself, I did that. And that was the biggest thing for me, is I saw what we did here and I wanted to be a part of that. And now I look back and I'm like, it is one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. So if you're out there, if you're interested, please, please consider joining.
Just to echo what Cody said there, if you're interested, please reach out to us, whether it be social media. You can always contact me. My information is on the foundation website. But again, we're always looking for people to come serve the community of Riverside. And thank you to our community for being so supportive. Thank you to Cave Frog for having us here today. We really appreciate you guys and everything that you do for us.
Well, we appreciate your service and everything you do for us.
Thank you.
Oh, we appreciate you. Thank you for this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.